The first time we are introduced to Mordechai HaTzadik in the Megillah tells us as follows: Ish Yehidi Hoya B'Shishan Habira. There was a Yid who lived in Shishan Habira. V'shmoi Mordechai ben Yui ben Shimi ben Kish Ish Yemini. And Chazal already asked a question: Ish Yehidi? Why is he referred to as a Yehidi? He wasn't from Shevet Yehida. He was Ish Yemini. He was from Shevet Binyamin. So why is Mordechai referred to as Ish Yehidi? No doubt there were many Yidden who lived in Shishan. As we know, they all went to the party. So there was lots and lots of Yidden. What does the Pusik mean, Ish Yehidi? There was one Yid in Shishan. So if we look in the Targum explains these words as follows: Ish Yehidi Hoya B'Shishan Habira, Geva Chasida Imoida Imetzale Kudam Eloiko Al Ame. There was one person in Shishan who was a Geva Chasida, a pious individual who was moide imetzale kudam eloiko, who he davened to the Rabbi Nishloilam al ame, v'shemei Mordechai Yiskira. We see from the Lushan of the Targum is explaining, what does it mean, Ish Yehidi? A Yehidi is from moide imetzale, somebody who is being moida, he's thanking and davening to Hashem, kudam eloiko al ame. This is the definition of a Yid. Similarly, we find in Medrash Rabbah, Chazal tell us, migurem leMordechai luvoi ligedei hagedila hazois. Why was Mordechai zoicha that he was chosen? He came to this great level to be the one to save Klal Yisrael. Umay Shahoyim Mispalel B'chol Shul. It was because he would daven constantly, begging Hashem to have Rachmunas on Klal Yisroel. Now we are all referred to as Yidden. That's how we are referred to, a Yid. And we need to understand, where does this term come from that we are all called Yidden? If we look in the Torah, we're not referred to ever there as Yidden. It always says, Dabel B'nei Yisroel. We refer to as B'nei Yisroel. We refer to as B'nei Avrum, Yitzchok V'Yaakov. We refer to as Ivrim. But the term Yidden, we don't find at all in the Torah. The Makar that we refer to as Yidden comes from the Megillah, from the Megillah's Esther. Ish Yehidi Hoya B'Shishan Habira. La Yehidim Hoysa Oira Vesimcha Vesusoin Viko. We need to understand, why are we all referred to as Yehidim? La Yehidim Hoysa Oira. We could ask the same question like Chazal asked, Ish Yehidi Hoya? He wasn't from Shev Yehida. So why did it say La Yehidim Hoysa Oira? Should have said Livne Yisruel Hoysa Oira Vesimcha Vesusoin Viko. The Gemara tells us in Masechtas Baba Basra in Daf Kif Ayin Gimel Omud Beis, Omer Rav Hina, Minayin Leurev Shemishtabed. Where do we learn out from a pusik in the Torah? There is such a concept of Arevus, and the Arevus and the Urev, he accepts upon himself a shibud. So if somebody can't pay up, you go to the guarantor, to the Orev, and you say to him, you have to pay up instead. Says Chazal, where do we learn out this concept from, that an Orev, a guarantor, steps into the foot, into the feet, into the position of the borrower, and he is now held liable? Says the Gemara, Dichsev Onoichi A'arveni, Miyudi Tevaksheni. Yehida told Yaakov Avini, please let Binyamin go down to Mitzrayim. They had no food. Are you worried that perhaps Binyamin is not going to come back? Onoichi arveni. I will be a guarantor. I will make sure he comes back. Miyudi tevaksheni. You can ask me and you can demand it of me that I am going to guarantee his safe return. From Yehida we learn out that one Yid can become an Orev, a guarantor for another Yid, and he accepts full achrayis on himself to make sure that nothing bad will befall another person. This is the concept of Kol b'nei Yisrael or arevim ze l'ze. We learn this out from Yehida. Mordechai had tzaddik. He was a ish Yehidi. He was the one who was moide metzala kudam eloiko al amei. He came to this madrega of showing how he was moise nefesh for Klal Yisrael. This is what Zeresh said to her husband, to Haman Arusha. Imi zera ha yehidim. Mordechai ashech eloisel limpoi lefunav loy sicha loy. What does she mean? Imi zera ha yehidim, if he's a yid? Of course, we knew he was yidin. That's why Haman hated the yidin and persecuted the yidin. Shigid eloyes am Mordechai. Because Mordechai was a yid. So what did Zeresh mean? Im mizera hayehidim. What Zeresh was saying was that if Mordechai is got inside him this quality of Yehida, onoichi arveni miyudi tevaksheni, the Yidin are united and feel achrayis one for the other, then loy sicha loy, you're not going to be able to overcome Klal Yisrael. And I want to bring a few examples how we see throughout the whole story of the Megillah that this is what brought about the Yeshia for Klal Yisrael, how they felt one for another, especially Mordechai Tzadik and Esther Hamalka. And it was their Mesiras Nefesh and their Ahavas Yisrael, which was what brought the Yeshia for Klal Yisrael. It's written in the Megillah, V'chol V'hi ka'omrom eilav yoim yoim v'lo shoma aleihem. Mordechai HaTzadik was told off every single day. Madia ata oive es mitzvos hamelech. Why are you disobeying the decree of the king? Achashverosh had decreed that everybody had to bow down to Haman. And Mordechai publicly was disobeying this decree. Frick the Sosemis. Sometimes a person is Zoicha, the Boishim performs him a Ness once, twice, three times. Here, however, this was happening on a daily basis. Vahi ka'omrum elav yoim yoim. They said to Mordechai every single day, Madia ata oive es mitzvos hamelech. And nothing happens. And Haman sees, and he walks past, and all the officers, and all the police, and all the authorities, everybody's seeing this public disobeying of the king's decree, and Mordechai gets away with it. A gewaltige Ness. Frek des Fasemes. Why was Mordechai HaTzadik zoiche to this gewaldigeness? And zukte a gewaldige beshat. It's written early in the Megillah, Evachol yoim v'yoim, Mordechai mishalech lefnei chatzah beis hanushim, lodas eshloim Esther imaye osebo. And here again we have a double lushan, Evachol yoim v'yoim. Says Vasema, says it's written a double lushan. What the Pusik is telling us, that Mordechai never missed a day. Every single day, Ivachol Yoim V'Yoim, every single day, Mordechai mishalech lefnei chatzah beis hanushim. It doesn't make a difference if it was Erev Shabbos, Shabbos, Erev Yontif, Yontif, whenever. Evechol yoim v'yoim. Why did he go? L'das ha'shloim Esther. Just to be there for her. Not that there was anything had changed from the previous day, but he wanted that Esther Malka shouldn't feel abandoned, alone by herself. Writes the Sfasemis, Ibevadai ze duva gudoil ma'oid. This was something, a major, major, major thing which Mordechai did. Shehoye ka'arba oy chamisha shonim. This was for 4 or 5 years that Mordechai Tzadik would go every single day just to visit Esther, to inquire after her welfare. Writes the Sfasemis, Evischizeh zocher lanes. In the schis, Evechol yoim v'yoim Mordechai mishalech, in that schis he was zoicher to the nes of Ahi ka'omram eilav yoim yoim, and nothing happened to him. And this yesod we find in the Medrash Rabbah on this pusik. In Medrash Rabbah is written as follows: Evechol yoim v'yoim Mordechai mishalech lefnei chatzah beis hanushim l'das ha'shloim Esther. Omer Reb Yaakov ba'acha. Omer lo yakodesh barchi. Said the Rebbeinu Shloim to Mordechai Tzadik, Ato dorashta shuloim nefesh achas. You inquired after the well-being, the welfare of one individual. Every day you went to visit Esther. Chayecho, I promise you, shetia doira shuloim imo shaleima. You are going to be zoicha, to be doirish, and to save the entire nation. So we see, it was in this schis of going to visit Esther Malka on a daily basis, here Mordechai Tzadik had demonstrated that he was worthy of being the one to be the goyel shel Yisrael, to save Klal Yisrael. Now it's written in the Megillah that when Mordechai Tzadik overheard Big Son and Seresh plotting to kill the king, shteit in the pusik, vayaged le'Esther Hamalka, he told this over to Esther Hamalka, vatoyme Esther le'melech b'shem Mordechai. And Esther Hamalka passed over the message to Achashverosh in the name of Mordechai. Freik de Alshech HaKudosh. Why did Mordechai himself not go to Achashverosh and tell him and divulge to him himself what he had heard? Why did he prefer to tell it over to Esther Hamalka? And Esther Hamalka, then when she related the message to Achashverosh, she related it in the name of Mordechai. Zug de Alshech HaKudosh a gewaltige Yesod. From here we learn out that a person shouldn't just be occupied with advancing his own agenda, making sure that he is being matzliach and making sure that he's doing what he wants to do. Rather, a person should be concerned with the welfare of other people. So Mordechai Tzadik knew very well that if he is going to tell himself to Achashverosh what he had heard, he is going to be in Achashverosh's good books, and Achashverosh is going to reward him, and therefore he's going to advance himself through giving this over to Achashverosh. However, writes the Alshech HaKudosh, Mordechai Tzadik wanted rather to help Esther Hamalka. And therefore he instructed Esther Hamalka, I want you to tell this over to Achashverosh, but not in my name. You tell it over in your own name. You found this out yourself. Thereby, Mordechai was hoping that he would improve the lot of Esther. Similarly, Esther Hamalka made the same cheshbon. When she repeated over the message, she related the message to Ahasuerus. She said, I'm just a shliach, I'm just a messenger from Mordechai. So she didn't take any credit. And she said, all the schar goes to Mordechai HaTzadik. Writes the Alshech HaKudosh, and the Arvei Nachal explains this by Riches in Parshas Miketz, that this is a gewaldige skiller in a zman fin a eis tzura. Like Chazal tell us, Hamispalel bat chaveiroi, hi nenet chila. When a person is not just concerned with his own welfare, he's mispalel bat chaveiroi, hi nenet chila. Here Mordechai was just concerned with helping Esther, and Esther wanted to help Mordechai, and through that they were both zoicha to Yeshia. Now when Mordechai Tzadik told Esther Hamalka to go into Ahasuerus Shaloi Bishis, Esther Malka sent him back a message. I'm willing to go, but everybody has to fast for 3 days. And she said as follows, Tzimi ulai, v'gam ani v'naroisai utzim kein. I want you to fast ulai for me, and gam ani v'naroisai utzim kein. Ivechein uvoi lifnei hamelech. State in two of the kadmoinim, a parish Minchas Erev from Ramoshe from Amsterdam, in a parish Shulam Esther from a Talmud from the Alshech HaKudosh. They both write the same identical word. When Esther Hamalka was going in to Ahasuerus to beg him to repeal the decree, all the Yidden were going to be fasting for 3 days. So what is going to be the kavuna? What are they going to be thinking whilst they are fasting? The Esther should be matzliach in her shlichus, and Ahasuerus should agree to repeal the decree. Zuk the Minchas Erev and the Sefer Shulam Esther, the kavuna is as follows. Esther Hamalka said, I don't want, that's what you should be thinking about during the Ftanis. I want you should just be thinking and concentrating on me. Forget about your own surah. Tzimi ulai. You fast and you think only about me. That I'm going in front of the king, risking my life. I'm coming in without permission. So Esther Hamalka was risking her life. Tzimi ulai. You just fast thinking about me. Gamani v'naroisai utzim kein. And I, with my maidservants, utzim kein, we will do the same thing. What does it mean we'll do the same thing? We will also fast in the same way that I'm going to fast, not thinking about my own terrible danger that I'm going to go into Ahasuerus Shaloi Bishis, risking my life. I'm going to be fasting, thinking only of Klal Yisrael. So Klal Yisrael should fast, thinking of me. And I and my maidens will fast, thinking of Klal Yisrael. And then, when everybody's thinking about the other and not about themselves, Ivechein uvoi lifnei hamelech. And then one can be zoicha lifnei, luvoi lifnei hamelech, to stand in front of the Rabbeinu Shloilem. Hamispal bat chaveiroi, is he nanet chila. At the end of the Megillah, the Megillah finishes off, Ki Mordecha ha-Yehidi, Mishnah le-Melech ha-Chashveiroish, ve-Gudel ha-Yehidim, Rutsi le-Roiv Echov, Doirish Toiv le-Amoi, ve-Doiv ha-Shuloim le-Chol Zaroi. The Mordecha ha-Yehidi, the one who saved the whole of Klal Yisrael, he was Rutsi le-Roiv Echov. That he was held of by the majority of his brothers. And Rashi explains in the name of Chazal, Leroy Vechov, Veloy Lekol Echov, Shepo Shemimeni Miksas Sanhedrin. Now, not all of the Sanhedrin were so happy with Mordechai, because he became a Kuv Lemalchus, and he no longer had so much time to learn. Od Gefreg de Behusha Rebbe, Zechoyne Levrucha. It's a Mamash Shapella. After the entire Megillah, how we've related the Gewaldige Malus of Mordechai Tzadik, how he single-handedly had saved Klal Yisrael. The last Pusik we finish off on a negative note, telling us that Mordechai HaTzadik, not everybody held of him so highly. Some of the Sanhedrin had tarnas on him. Schwer zu verstehen. Come on, finish off the Megillah with something a bit more positive. Of the Busche Rebbe Zechon Legevrugzugt, so steht du a gewaltige Gewalt. What steht in the Megillah is, you want to know why was Mordechai HaTzadik Zoyche, that through him came the Yeshia, because he was an emissar Oyev Yisrael. Although he was only Rutsi Leroy Vechov, Veloy Lekol Echov, and he had misnagged him, who didn't hold of him. Despite this, he was a Doirish Toiv La'amoy, V'doiva Shuloim L'chol Zaroy. He personally, et lieb gehad, alle Yidin. There was no difference to him at all. Every single Yid was precious to him, and he helped every single Yid, regardless of the way how they looked at him. So this is the emissar Oyev Yisrael, through which we were zoicha to the Yeshia. And being marba ava v'achva v'reis is in itself a form of mechia samulek. The Gemara Masechtas Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadik Tesum Abeis, reveals to us where does this terrible sinner of Amulek stem from? Why does Amulek have such terrible hatred to Klal Yisroel? And the Gemara tells us something very surprising. Amulek was an einikel of Timna. And Timna was a princess. Tells us the Gemara, Timna bas meluchim hoysa. And she was in the time of Avraham Avinu. Hoysa boye le'giyiro. She wanted to be nisgaya, to become a yid. Busa eitzel Avraham, Yitzchak v'Yaakov v'loy kibliya. And she tried three times. She came to Avraham Avinu, to Yitzchak Avinu, to Yaakov Avinu, and they refused to accept her. Holcha v'hoysa pilegesh le'esav. So she saw she couldn't be accepted by Avraham, Yitzchak v'Yaakov. So she decided to become a pilegesh to Eliphaz, the son of Esav, Harusha. Tells us the Gemara, Nofak mino Amulek de Tsarini le Yisruel. And from here came out, was born Amulek, who has caused such pain and suffering to Klal Yisruel. Finishes off the Gemara, my Tama. Why? Why did this happen? Deloy iboye lehi lerachako. They shouldn't have been merachek Timna. She wanted to become a Giyoris. And they shouldn't have been merachika. Rabbi Yaakov Emden already comments that if Avraham Yitzchak of Yaakov refused to accept her, that means that there was a very, very good reason, a very valid reason, that she wasn't sincere, she wasn't genuine. Because she was a princess and she didn't have in her this middah of hachnor. So they saw that she wasn't genuine. Because if she would have been genuine, it would have gone without saying that there would have been makabla. Like Chazal tells us in the Pusik, V'shanefesh asha usi b'churon avrua magaya es ho'anushim v'sura magayeres es hanushim. So they were being magaya people all the time. So why would they not have accepted Timna? So she wasn't genuine. So if she wasn't genuine, so what does the Gemara mean? But because they didn't accept her, that's why from here came out Amulek, who was afflicted and caused so much suffering for Klal Yisrael. Writes Reb Chaim Shmelevitz that the words of the Gemara is, my Tama, why did he come out Amulek? They shouldn't have been merachik her. They were entitled not to be mekabel her. The Gemara doesn't say, They were entitled, they were correct, Ovis HaKadoshim, not to be mekabel, but they went a step further. They were merachik her, and she felt, as a result, she felt hurt. So this is what we learn out, that Amule came about because Timna had become hurt. And because she'd become hurt, these feelings of pain deep, deep down resulted in her child Amulek, who this had inside him, these feelings of being pushed away, and this brought out this terrible anger and hatred to Klal Yisrael. When it comes Purim, the Yom Tov of Purim, we have to be marba in Avos Yisrael. The Ostrov Rebbe Zochein Avruchot Gezuk de Gewaldige Wort. Why were they mesaken? Why did Mordechai Tzadik institute then at the time the mitzvah of Mishloach Munos? And he said a gewaldige, gewaldige insight. Chazal tell us that the Gezeirah of Haman came about because Hishtachavi Letzelem. They all bowed down to the Tzelem of Haman. They went to the cedar. Now, the Gemara asks, so then why were they spared? If they bowed down to Avodah Zarah, so why were they spared? And why was the Gezer, why did it become butl? Zung Chazal, because Le'usi Ela Lifnim. Mahem Le'usi Ela Lifnim, Kach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Le'usa Ela Lifnim. They only bowed down because they were scared, but in their hearts they didn't really mean it. Ot Gezuk the Ostrov Sereba. So therefore, when the Yidden bowed down to this Avodah Zarah of Haman, each Yid knew in his heart that he didn't really mean it, and he's a frum and elech Yid. And that's why he's bowing down, because he's scared. But he didn't know what other Yidden were thinking. And therefore there was a chashash that perhaps people would view others very negatively. I know I'm not really an Avodah Zarah. I'm just doing it because I'm being forced into it. But could be other people around me. They are doing it. Merutzon. And therefore, Mordechai Tzadik was worried. Perhaps that there's going to be a gefelech, a pirud, a division in Klal Yisrael, and people are going to blame others. You bow down, you bow down. I didn't really mean it, but perhaps you did mean it. Therefore, when the Yeshia came about, and now everybody saw that everybody had only bowed down because they were scared and they didn't really mean it. So Mordechai Tzadik said, now we have to repair the fences. And we have to be Mishloach Munos Ish L'Ra'ehi to show that we get on together. And Yidden are Moisa Nefesh one for the other. And we feel an Achrayis one for the other. We have to have this middah of Yehidim, Minayin Le'urav Shemishtabit. I feel like my brother's guarantor. I feel an achrayis for his welfare, for his success. And then when we come to that madrega, then we'll be zoicha immi zera ha Yehidim. If we are going in this derech, the derech of belonging to Zera HaYehidim, Ashach Eloyim Lepoy Lefunav Loi Sichaloi, then all our enemies will fall in front of us. The Rabbi Shem Taka Helfen, the Napoichi, Ashayishliti HaYehidim, Heima Besoneyem, Omen Ken Yerutzoin.